Nirvana is still showered with praise and adoration 3 decades on, although Grohl still can't understand why.
You know, every time you open a magazine and there's an article about alternative music, it always says, you know, pre-Nirvana, post-Nirvana. And I just don't understand what the huge deal was. I don't get it. I mean, half of me thinks that it was just hype. And I mean, you know, we were an okay band, and Kurt wrote really great songs, and how that spoke to the generation, I don't know. I mean, you know, I was in the band, and so I'm not going to sit around and say, like, yes, well, we were legends for a good reason, you know, because that's exactly what we were against. We didn't believe in rock stars. We didn't believe in, like, rock idol worship, you know? Exactly what happened to the band. I love playing music. I loved playing in that band. I loved playing the drums. And that's what that band was about. It was not for me to analyze, like, the, you know, the geographic, like, social impact of the band. I mean, it seems like everybody lists us as the grunge movement. But see, you have to go way back before that. Like, before anything happened with Nirvana, look at what Jane's Addiction were doing. You know? They were selling a lot of records. They did a Lollapalooza tour. You know? That's kind of where, you know, and even before that, like, look at what bands like The Replacements were doing, or Husker Du, and then you can go back before that, and there's, yeah, I mean, it just goes way back, and why our band was the one that ended up in the forefront, I don't know. That's why it's hard for me to believe any of the pre-Nirvana, post-Nirvana stuff, because what about pre-Pixies, post-Pixies? Or pre-Jane's Addiction, post-Jane's Addiction? It's just like, for some reason, it stuck with Nirvana, and I just never understood it. So, therefore, I have a hard time believing any of the, you know, any of the hype. It's easy to get caught up in something like that. If one journalist writes it, then people actually start to believe it. And then it kind of starts happening, and then everyone else sort of jumps on this bandwagon, and we're all just like, wait a second, what's the big deal, you know? I didn't really get it.